This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So we continue Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blot is Masechta Ma'arikot and Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. We're going to begin three lines from the bottom on Tezvav Amud Beis. We're discussing the Shaila of, let's say, somebody who is outcast. Either he's a Menuda, he's an Avel, or now we're going to discuss the Metzora. Can not they bring their Karbanos, because they can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, but could they send their Karbanos? Metzora Ma'u Sheyishlach Karbanosav. Can a Metzora send his Karbanos? Can he send it into the Beis HaMikdash through a Shliach, and somebody will man the administrative part of it? Yeah? Toshma, come in here. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, we're quoting a Pasuk in Yecheskel. It's talking about Koyhanim, who became Tamei. We know a Koyhan who becomes Tamei. He has to wait 7 days, and then he brings a Karban. It says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, V'yachare Taharasai, and after his purity. So we teach that to mean, the Tanakhama teaches the words, V'achare Taharasai, to mean, Achar Prishasai Minames, after he separates from the den body. Then the Pasuk continues, Shivas Yomim Yisprulai, count 7 days. Elu Zayin Yimei Sfirai, these are his 7 days of counting. So what does this mean, these are his 7 days of counting? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yisprulai, Le'el Minei, except above it said, V'al Meis Adam Layavai, he cannot come to any Meis. A Kohen is not to become Tamei, L'Tamei. Uva Kohen Mishdai, it's talking about a Kohen, V'acharei Tarasei, and after his purity, the Hainu Mi Pri Shasai Min HaMeis, after he separates from the Meis, Misha Yifrash, Misha Yafrish Min HaMeis, Moinin Shivas Yimei Haza'asai. He counts 7 days of sprinkling, Shivas Yomim Achirim, Yisprulai. He has to count another 7 days. So the Pasuk says like this, after his Tahara, which means after he's Parish Min HaMesh, he counts 7 days. Then it says he counts another 7 days. Mida'afge Rachmana B'Lashon Sfira, from the fact that the Torah uses Lashon of counting, V'loi Nakat Hazah, so that means Shamin and Shivas Yimei Sfira Yim Netzara. It must be the 7 days of counting from Netzara. Meaning it says, the Pasuk says like this, a Koyein is now to become Tamei. And if he does, he has to separate from the mace. So it's 7 days for his sprinkling. But then it says another time that it says the words, Shivas Yom Yisparulai, what are these 7 days? So the Tanakhama learns it's talking about two different scenarios, or two simultaneous scenarios. A Koyein who became Tamei, and B, a Koyein who had Tzaras. And then the Pasuk continues, Uviyoim ba'oi ala kodesh, and on the day he comes into the holy, ala chotzer hapnimis l'sharis ba'kodesh, yakriv chatasai, he brings a chatas. Now, what carbon chatas does a Koyein bring? So the Gemara says, you know what, because a Koyein, after he becomes Tamei, and he becomes Tahar again, doesn't bring a carbon chatas, the Koyein doesn't bring a carbon chatas, the Koyein just goes and does the avodah. He brings a carbon as part of his purification, but he doesn't bring a carbon chatas. So Gemara says this third category mentioned in the pasuk refers to zu asiras ha'efa shalai. This refers to his asiras ha'efa, tenth of an efa. Now, when does a kohen bring an asiras ha'efa? A kohen brings an asiras ha'efa when he's inaugurated to be a kohen for the very first time. So the Gemara feels, the Tana this Braisa feels, that when the pasuk concludes that he'll come into the Kodesh, into the inner courtyard, he brings the Chatas, this refers to as Asiro Sa'efa. Now why does this refer to Asiro Sa'efa? So Rashi says, Shemevi Koyin Hedyot. Now Koyin Hedyot brings, Kishemechan Chinoisai, when we inaugurate him, La'avoid Tchila, to do the Avoidah initially, Kiduch Ziv, Zeh Karban Aaron Uvanov, this is the Karban of Aaron and his sons, Asher Yakrivu La'ashem, B'yoyim Himashach Oisai, Asiro Sa'efa. And we say, Yahweh,
first Rashi says it's a Kohen Gadol,
so why is the second part of the Pasuk referring to Kohen Hedyot? No, Rashi doesn't say Kohen Gadol. Oh, so you have to change the Gersa there. You have to change it to Kohen Hedyot. Does it say that?
A mine
it does.
Oh.
Yeah? And mine on the side says, B'yoyim chinucha iksiv b'kohen hedyot kach tzarach lemer kefi ha-sugya. Yeah, right. In other words, you're right, it does say Kohen Gadol in Rashi, But you have to say we're talking about a kohen hedyot, right? Otherwise, the pasuk would be talking about two different subjects. Okay, so we're talking about a kohen hedyot when we inaugurate him to do the avodah originally. So the pasuk says, "Vayikra zeh karban aron avanav asher yakrivu l'Hashem b'yom himasha chaysay asiris ha'efa," and we say, "Ubanav l'rabois asiris ha'efa of a kohen gadol." So according to this Tanakhama, the third thing mentioned in the pasuk is not related to the first two, but it's talking about stam. The mitzvahs kohen ba'alma. In other words, it has nothing to do with the kohen who became tamei. It has nothing to do with the kohen who is a mitzayra. The first part of the pasuk says the kohen who became tamei waits 7 days. The next part of the pasuk in Yechezkel, kohen who is a mitzayra counts 7 days. And the third part of the pasuk is talking about that when a kohen is inaugurated to do the avodah initially, he has to bring an asiras ha'efa. Now, technically speaking, this has nothing to do, this is not a karban chatas, but rather a karban of purity. Now, one second. We're gonna. So that's the third. That's the third idea mentioned in this pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Bivoyoy Yakriv. It says in the pasuk, Uviyoyim Boyoy Ela Kodesh Yakriv. On the day he enters the Kodesh, he will be makriv his carbon. That implies Bizman Sharoy Labia Roy Lahakrava. He can only be makriv when he could come in. Bizman Shein Roy Labia. If he's not roy to come in, he can't be makriv. In other words, we had a shayla, can a mitzvah send his carbon? So from this drasha in Reb Shimon, it says, bevoyo yakriv, that only when you could come in, can you be makriv. But if you can't come in, you can't be makriv. So we're being poshet the shayla of mitzvah, can a mitzvah send his carbon? We're learning from Reb Shimon that in order to send your carbon, you need to be able to come in. If you can't come in, then you can't send your carbon. Does the Tanakham agree to this din?
It doesn't have to be a machlokes, but it just has to be an idea.
Well, you would think if he's learning it from this pasuk and Tanakham learned something else.
He's learning it from Rabbayu.
Yeah, but it's a that's good for the machlokes, right? Rav Shimon says no.
On that day. So on that day is the day that he was machanech.
But the fact that we bring in Rav Shimon Omer, it says Rav Shimon Omer, not Omer Rav Shimon.
So it is a machlokes.
Yeah, l'chayra, but the Gemara is bringing a raya from Reb Shimon, maybe because we're passing like Reb Shimon. L'maisa, there's an amazing Rashi. Rashi argues on the way I just said. I said the pashup shot, but Rashi learns the rayas on the Tanakama. Alma shaloi haya yachal lahakriv karbonai asir se'eva ad shenitter mitumas meis v'adin mitzaratai. Rashi learns it's the rayas from the Tanakama. That according to the Tanakama, the third din is going on a koyein bringing the asir se'eva, and it's saying he can only bring the asir se'eva if he's tahar, not if he's tamei. But pashup shat is the way I was learning. But Rashi over here learns that we have a raya from the Tanakama. Okay, so now we have a very interesting sugya. Now this is basically the sugya of cheram. That if somebody doesn't listen to the chachamim, they have very very strong ability to enforce their takanos. Again, this is not mitzvahs. This is not drabanans. This is what each particular bezdin prefers. And if they order something and the people don't listen, they have very strong rights to enforce it. Ad kedei kach, in terms of putting penalty, really controlling people's lives, and more than that, inflicting harm on somebody. In other words, if somebody does not listen to chachamim, the Torah invests them with very, very strong power. Amar Rava, minolan de meshadrin shlichad beidina umaz minen le ledina. How do we know that we could send a shliach of Bezdin and we could summon someone to court? How do we know that Bezdin is charged to send a messenger and summon someone to court? Dechsiv vayishlach Moshe likroi ledasan v'laviram b'nei Aliyah. Moshe sent to call Dasan and Aviram, the sons of Aliyah. Now who's the Bezdin here? I maybe would have said Moshe is the Bezdin. You need three. Moshe is a mumcha. Moshe, no. If I'm not mistaken, you have the Rashi. Let me. I think Rashi says the Bezdin consisted of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Bezdin. Rashi doesn't say it here, but I believe there are Rishonim that learn it refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, who the third is, not clear. But we learn from here that you could summon someone to Beis Din.
That court has nothing to do with this court. Why would Kadosh Baruch Hu be involved in matters here? It's like the Shemayim.
Well, because it was a matter of Moshe's Kavod, and that affects Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is Ribbono Shel Olam getting involved? Well, Eloi Kim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Ribbono Shel Olam is always involved in Beis Din. Ribbono Shel Olam always sits on the Beis Din. He's not one of the three Dayanim, but here the Gemara is learning out Dine Beis Din from the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So, before his father-in-law came along to tell him to...
Yeah. This is after Yisrael came along. So who are the other members? We don't know who the other members of the Beis Din are. Okay, so Moshe came and he sent Dasan and Aviram. He sent a messenger to Dasan and Aviram. Now, uminon demaz minon leladina. How do we know we summon him? We say you have to come. So now we have a stronger lashon where Moshe sent to Korach, you and your whole congregation, you must come. Now, how do we know that it's not enough that we summon the guy, but we tell the guy, do you know who you're appearing in front of? That the members of the Beis Din are chashuva people, are compelling people, are strong people. So the Gemara says, how do we know we summon him in front of a great person? Meaning we let the person know that you're being summoned by great people. Lefnei Hashem, Moshe said, by the way, you know who the Dayan is? God himself is the Dayan. So it's not enough to summon. You have to let the guy know that important people are summoning you. So Gemara continues. Uplanya, how do I know we mentioned the other names of the Dayanim Dechsev Ata Vehem Va'aroin? At Uplanya, how do I know we tell the guy you come and your adversary, meaning the person who you're up against, not the other Dayanim, how do we know we tell the guy who the other litigant is? Moshe said, you, Dasan Aviram, and Aaron. How do I know? How do I know I set a time that Rashi and Iksaviyad says, we have to say, come by a certain date. We don't just say, come. We give him an exact time. Moshe said, you have to come tomorrow. Zimna, Basar Zimna, how do I know that we summon somebody again and again? Meaning if he doesn't come the first time, we summon him a second time. How do I know? I know we do that. Dechsiv, Kiru, Sham, Paroi, Melch Mitzrayim, the excommunication of Paroi, the king of Egypt, Sha'ain, despite his insolence and the fact that he was blustery, he let the moyed pass. Meaning, Rashi says, kiru shame. Rashi says, shame means shamta. Kalaymar shamta lefaroi. We excommunicated Paroi. This refers to when Paroi was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. Yirmiyah summoned Paroi because shehever hamoyed, he let the time pass. Moyed refers to the time after the time.
So you only do it twice?
Yeah, we're going to see. Yeah. Two strikes and you're out. We're going to see what this means.
It's also certain times during the week, right?
Mm-hmm. There's going to be machlekes. Is it 30 days or is it Monday and Thursday? Correct.
Right?
We're going to see it's machlekes, yeah. How do I know that if the person who you summon degrades the shliach, and the shliach then reports back to the Beis Din, loy mischazi kilishna bisha, it's not considered lashon hara? This is one of the fundamental gemaras about hilchos lashon hara. There are not so many gemaras in Shas that talk about hilchos lashon hara. These two lines, Chafetz Chaim has many, many, many pages that we learn out Hilchos Lashon Hara from these two lines. Let's get this cheshbon very clear. Okay? The Gemara says, how do I know The Shlech Bezdin knocks on the guy. Yanko, Bezdin wants you right now. Get over to Bezdin. You chacham from the Manashtani. He gives him a hole. He insults the guy. That's Pashup Shani. He insults the Shliach. And the Shliach goes and he tells the Bezdin what the Shliach said about the Shliach. So basically, what would you call that? Lashon Hara. No, about the guy. You're saying that Yankel, who you summoned, was Mavazami. So I'm speaking Lashon Hara about Yankel. And I'm allowed to speak Lashon Hara if it's to report about a guy who's not listening to the court. Potentially, there's another way to learn the Gemara, and other Rishonim learn it this way. Not that the guy who you're summoning spoke badly about the Shliach, the guy you're summoning spoke badly about the Bezdin. Now, what would you call that if the Shliach reports to the Bezdin what Yankel said about the Bezdin? That's not Lashon Hara, that's Rechilas. Yeah, you hear the difference? If the case is the Shliach is saying what the guy said about me, I go to Bezdin. You know what the guy did? He insulted me. So as far as the Bezdin is concerned, I told the Bezdin Lashon Hara. And I'm allowed to tell Lashon Hara to protect the honor of the court system. Or is the pshat that I'm allowed to tell the Bezdin what the guy said about the Dayanim, meaning I'm allowed to speak Rechilas. So the Chafetz Chaim, look at Rashi. Rashi says, the imis baka b'shlicha d'rabbanu kolomer shechirev shliach Bezdin. For example, meaning they insulted the Shliach of Bezdin, Ushliach Amar Cherfani. And the Shliach said that he insulted me. So that's Lashon Hara. Now, I have on the side of my Gemara, according to Rashi, the Sugya here is going on Lashon Hara. But if you look in Sefer Chavetz Chaim and Klal Aleph and the Ber Mayim Chaim Ois Aleph, he brings a raya from here that Lashon Hara is Usur even if it's true. This is one of the main rayas in Shas, Lashon Hara is Usur even if it's true. Because I'm only allowed to tell the Bezdin what they said about me because it's a Negea Bezdin. But if I wasn't a Shliach of Bezdin, I couldn't tell the Bezdin what the guy said about me even if it's true. This is how we know Lashon Hara is Usur even if it's true. The whole din that everybody says, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara even if it's true, we learned that from this Gemara, Lefi Shitas Rashi. However, the Rush and the Ran say it's going on Rechilos. Ayin and Chavetz Chaim Hilchus Rechilos, that according to the Rush and the Ran, we have a Raya, that you're now to speak Rechilos, even if it's true. But there's Machlokes Rishonim, what is the Shech Bezdin saying? Is he saying what the guy said about me, or is he saying what the guy said about the Bezdin? Okay, but Pashup Shat is that Rashi is learning that he's reporting what he said about him.
Said that he's not listening. Is that Lashon Hara?
To who? Who says?
The guy says, goes back to Bezdin and says he's not listening. Is that considered Lashon
Hara? What do you mean? Who's not listening?
This guy who summoned me, he told him to come. He said no.
Is that Lashon Hara? Maybe not, but he's even allowed to say what the guy said.
Where do we see that?
Because that's what the Gemara is asking. How do I know? The imis paker, the guy who made hefker, he was mavaza, you could report what he said. It means you made hefker. I mean, like you denigrated.
Or he's clean.
No, because then the Gemara would have said, how do I know that if the guy, ignored or refrained? You know, Lashon of Mispaker. Rashi says, Kaloimar Shechiref. Yeah? That's how Rashi learns.
The Gemara
is saying the Shliach could. But we have a Rai only in this, under these circumstances, because he's acting on behalf of Bezdin. So to protect the system of Bezdin, we have a special heter to speak Lashon Hara. But otherwise, it would be Asr, even though it's true. This is one of the three rayas the Chafetz Chaim brings, that Lashon Hara is Asr, even if it's true. I remember another one, the Chafetz Chaim quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says there are four kinds of people that are not Makabal L'Pnei Ashchina. One of them is people who lie, and one of them is people who speak Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim says if Lashon Hara is only Asr if it's false, then it's the same thing as Shakronim. So the fact that it's a separate category is Mashma, even if it's true. Okay, there's one more raya, I believe, that Chavetz Chaim brings. Okay. So Gemara says, Minalan Disham Tinan. Oh, so what's the raya? Dechsiv, the Shliach of Bezdin, Moshe sent to summon Ndasan and Aviram. And they said, Ha'ine ho'anoshim ha'him tenaker, the eyes of those people should be pierced out. That means like this. When the Shliach came, the Ndasan and Aviram said, we won't even come if you pierce our eyes. But they didn't want to put the klala on themselves. So they said, we're not even going to come if they pierce your eyes. So that's how Rashi learns. Rashi says, Ilav de Shliach, Amar Leila Moshe, Moshe lo havayada. How did Moshe know that Dasan Aviram insulted the Shliach of Bezin by saying that they won't even come if these people's eyes are pierced out? So some Rishonim say, what do you mean, how did Rashi know? How did Moshe know? Moshe Ruach HaKodesh. Meaning the Gemara is assuming the only way Moshe could have possibly known that Dasan Aviram insulted the Shliach of Bezin is if the Shliach told him. I mean, why would he?
Well, Hakadosh comes when you need it. If you're going to have a shliach, in other words.
And even though he had Ruach HaKodesh, it wouldn't have been for such a petty thing. He didn't have automatic.
Second of the whole day, he has Ruach. No.
So you're saying he had Ruach HaKodesh, but not for something not important. Okay. I don't know. I think we should have asked the Kash. I don't remember what the answer.
And he got Ruach
HaKodesh.
In other words,
I thought Ruach HaKodesh is just like you're tuned in.
Yeah.
See, only for important things. Maybe. I hear the point. How do we know that if the guy doesn't listen twice, we put him in Chirem? Now, there's a difference between Nidoy and Chirem.
We had it before. Chirem, they can't hire or be learned
for
teachers.
Right. Can't hire as a teacher, can't teach. Shamta, Chirim is much more severe, yeah? Now there's a Shaila in the Rishonim, what's Shamta? Shamta Nidoy or Shamta Chirim? And it may depend on each context what it's referring to. But how do we know if the guy doesn't listen, we put him in some form of Chirim? Dechsev Oiru Meirois. Barak summoned someone Meirois. Now Pasha Pshat, most people are familiar with the story. Meirois was a general, was a star. Actually, you know which star it is? It's one of the planets. Which planet? Meirois. Think. Stand out the word. Which planet is Meirois?
Mars.
Mars, yeah. Pashupshat, I think most English Navim translate it as Mars. It's the red star. And Barak was cursing Mars, who was the astrological sign of Sisra, the enemy general. But this Gemara is learning, and the Ran says that Meirois was a general that Barak summoned to help him. And because he didn't come to help Klal Yisrael, so he said, Oiru Meirois! Cursed is Meirois! The Gemara continues, Dahachi Savra de Gavra Rabba. How do I know? When you put someone in Chirem, then you have to say it's in the name of a certain Chacham. You can't just say, oh, you're in Chirem. You have to say it's from such and such great personality. Dechsev Amar Malach Hashem. Barak said, you know who's putting you in Chirem, Meirois? The angel of God. Uminala demachar minan. How do I know not only are you in Shamta, but you're in Chirem as well, meaning you're cursed. Dechsev Oiru, Oiru. Uru Arar. You should be cursed. How do I know to such an extent that you can't even be in his Dalet Amos? To achel v'shasei b'hadei, to eat and drink with him, v'kayi b'arba amos didei, and to stand in his four cubits. How do I know you're not allowed to do that? Dechsev, oiru meirois, aru arar, yoshiveha. Dechsev yoshiveha, those are the inhabitants. Meaning, those who settle with you, those who sit with you. Uminalan departinan chetei b'tzibur. How do I know that you're allowed to publicize his sin publicly? Dechsev ki loy ba'u le'ezras Hashem. Like the pasuk says, that he did not come into the, did not come to help Hashem. Meaning we publicize someone's sin. So how is how you allowed to publicize someone's sin? Isn't it mevayish adam barabim? Isn't that a dairaisa? So apparently the Chachamim are given the power to enforce the halacha. Is there a tshuvas on the following shaila? Let's say the Shulchan Aruch says if someone's talking, what do you do? It says, right, goyim, you have to scream at them, but they're going to be insulted. So it's mevayisha. The answer is to uphold the halacha. The pshat is that you're not embarrassing them; they're embarrassing themselves. Hashem said you got to do X, Y, and Z, so they're not doing it. So they're putting themselves in the They're being moichel their right for self-respect. But here's an example. Example is that you could publicize what the guy did wrong. Why don't you try to cover over his shame? The answer is, otherwise the chachamim are handicapped. They can't enforce the halacha. V'amarula.
B'dalet.
Means to help the person. Maybe, yeah, could be on a deep level. It's to help the guy. But anytime you embarrass someone in Hashem's ma, why can I embarrass you? If I do it, then it's going to be a kapara for you. You know, it's not up to us to give the guy.
Well, you just said it. And anytime it's in a capacity, so it's part of that.
You have to say that in order to uphold the halacha, you have to have methods of enforcing it. Otherwise,
yeah, but that enforcement isn't in itself.
In lamaisa, it's a chesed.
Him. That's part of the.
Yeah, he'll have a tikkun. Yeah. In fact, there are some. In Sanhedrin, it says about certain doiras, they have no chelak in olam haba. So the says, really, they don't have a chelak? No, we just said that, so they should have kapara, and they should have a chelak in olam haba. And the Gemara says that. That we say about certain Risham, they have no chelak, as a kapara for them, so that they do have a chelak. Good? Okay. Fighter. The Gemara continues, V'amar ula b'dalad mea shipuri shamte barak l'meiroz. With 400 horns, Barak put Meiroz in Cherem.
Horns?
Yeah, shofars. Seder. Ikeda Amri Gavra Rabba Hava. Now, let's go back to the main thing. Some say Meiroz was a great man. Ikeda Amri Koichav Hava. Some say he was a star. Shenemar Min Shamayim Nilchamu HaKoichav. From the heavens, the stars fought. Okay. Now, what if the guy doesn't listen? We know we make his property ownerless. This is talking about Ezra. And at the times of Ezra, the Jews were intermarrying. So Ezra put a mala on the people, and he said, whoever doesn't come in 3 days, all their possessions belong to me. Anyone who doesn't come within 3 days by the counsel of the officers, v'hazakenim, yacharam kol rechusha, all of his possessions should be cherem, v'hu yibadel mikahal ha'goyla, and he'll be separated from the congregation. Uminalan dinat sinan. How do I know that this guy who's not listening to Chum, we contend with him, we fight him. We're not nice about it. We egg him up, we agitate him. V'laitina, we curse him. Umachina, we hit him. The Taushinon Seyar will pull out his hair. Umajbeinon.
How tall does Beis Din have to be? They have to be Yibayim?
They have a henchman, you know?
No, I think.
They see a guy in yeshiva who's, you know, like a foot taller than everyone else. He's one of these big guys. He's not really into learning, and they train him to be.
But I think, is there no halachas with Sanhedrin? They have to be certain rules to get onto the Sanhedrin?
Or to be a Navi, you have to be a Gibar, a Chacham, an Asher. I don't remember. So Gemara continues. Tachsiv va'arav imam. In Nehemiah, I contended with them, v'akalalem. I cursed them, v'akamehem, anoshim. And I smote them, v'amartem, and I pulled their hair out, v'ashbiyem, and I made them swear. Uminalan dekaftinan. How do I know? We tie up his hands and feet. Va'asrinan, we bind him to the stick, to the pole. Va'avdinan hardafa. We'll see what hardafa means. Maybe we have no rachmanis on the guy. We pursue him. Tichsev, there's a pasuk in Ezra. Hein lamos, whether to die. Hein l'shrushi, or to uproot him. Hein la'anesh nechasin, or to punish his assets, ula asurin, or to tie him up. Mai l'shrushi, what does it mean l'shrushi? Amar Ada Mari, Amar Nechemia Bar Baruch, Amar Rav Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yehuda. L'shrushi is hardafa, my hardafa. And I was thinking about this because there are not so many Gemaras with this name, and we once said a very nice Torah on one of them. Amar Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Meshmei de Rav. You know what hardafa is? Minadin la'altar. We immediately put the guy in Cherem. V'shoinin l'achar lamin. And after 30 days, we repeat it. And after the next 30 days, v'machrimin l'achar shishem. And Cherem is after 60 days. So immediate cherem. After 30 days, another cherem. And if he still doesn't listen, nidoy cherem.
This can be not showing up to court for anything.
Yeah. Oh, anything? Yeah.
Stealing money. This guy's
like a mullet.
Yeah. You gotta listen. Shoiftim v'shoichim, titen lecha. Amale Rafuna Barchinina Hachi Amar of Chizda. A different shot. Masrin Bei Sheni, we warn him on Monday, V'chamishi on Thursday, V'sheni and another Monday. By the last Monday he doesn't listen, he's in Chirem. Not 30 days. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Says Gemara, Hani Mini Lemamayna, when do we give him time? 30 days or Monday, Thursday? That's if it's a monetary offense. Aval Afgirusal Alter. If he degrades the Chachamim, he's gone immediately. Rashi says, Mevaza Tamidei Chachamim. The Gemara continues, Ahu Tavcha, there is a butcher this back, Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. He degraded Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Imnu Alei Abai Varava Visham Tuhu. So Abai and Rava convened. And they put him in Chirem. Maybe they counted another person in. L'soif ozo paisel baldina. In the end, the guy went, and he was mefayes the person he insulted, Rav Tumi Bar Masna. Amar Abai said, "Hey, chilavid, what should we do? Lishrile to release him lechal shamta leitlasin yomin. The shamta was not chal on him for 30 days. Loi lishrile." Not to matter him, kaboy rabbanon lemeyal, but the rabbanon want to go and buy meat from the guy. The rabbis need meat. So on the one hand, they don't want to release it before 30 days. It seems like there's a minimum that a chirim has to last for 30 days. But on the other hand, the rabbis need meat.
The guy's in Nidoy. We said Nidoy is a lot of work. Didn't we just say that? That's coming out. That must have lasted a lot. Open up a little shop.
So the question is, but it wasn't chal for 30 days. Amar Leh, the Rav Idi Bar Avin, they said to Rav Idi Bar Avin, "Mi dishmi alach baha? Did you ever hear anything about this halacha?" Amar Leh, "Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel Tut Asar V'Tut Shari." The toot of a shofar made a masr, and the toot of the shofar could make a mutter. The same shofar that you blasted to put him in the mess, you could get him out of it. Rashi says, "Kolaymar, matzila mishule afagav doy chalalei lamid yoim." Even though the 30 days is not chal, the oisoy shofar sheniduhu, this shofar that put him in cherem yachal lahater loy, could matter for him. Toot means a toot. T O O T.
It's the same thing.
No. First of all, toit tafois is with a taf.
The toit belosh in Afriki is too.
But that's taf, vav, taf. Taf, vav. Taf, vav, tes.
Yeah?
Yeah. No? I think so. Toit tafois is. Toot is like in English, toot. In fact, some Rishonim say, what's the gematria of toot? 24. 24 people go in cherem. That's where it comes from. Toot. The English word toot comes from cherem. You learned something, Chaim. Toot. Yeah? A toot put him in cherem, a toot got him out. Right? Yeah. She says, gematria toot.
Toot is like when it comes to putting him in
toot, 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 tee, tee, tee.
His words?
Toot means the toot of a shofar.
But when put him in cherem, he made fun of...
He insulted a chacham. We blew the shofar to put him in cherem. So we'll blow the shofar to get him out of cherem. Yeah. Good? You're not putting anyone in cherem when you blow shofar, right?
No.
Okay, fine.
Unless you ask, you can charge that.
Amar Leh, so the Gemara says, that you should be able to take him out of Chirim. The Tut put it after him, the Tut matered him. Amalei, hani milu mamayna. When are you allowed to remove the Chirim before 30 days? That's for monetary. Avalaf Garusa. Ad chayla shamta alei tchasin yamin. The shamta has to be chal on him for 30 days. Alma kosavar. Now the Gemara derives an interesting halacha here. Alma kosavar Abaye. We see from here Abaye holds hani beit tlasa. Three people who put someone in chirim, the shamitu loy asu tlasa achwini v'sharlei. You can't have another three people to matter it. The same people who put him in chirim, they're the ones who have to matter it. Why? Rashi says the fact that Abaye was making efforts to be on the team to matter it, why did he have to make those efforts? Why can't someone else matter it? So we learn from here that at least somebody on the original team who answered has to be matter it. Says the Gemara, the Iboy Luhu, Hani Beit Tlasa, the Shamitu, Mahu, Lamesi Tlasa, Achinu, Vasharulei. Like we asked, there's a Shaila. These three people that put him in Chirim, do you need another three people to matter it? Tashma, come in here. So that which we're proving that Abaye holds, you need those same three people, we're asking that Shaila. Tashma, menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmid. If someone is in Chirim because they insulted the rabbi, and now they're usher to the rabbi, they're usher to the students in deference to the rabbi, also have to act as if they're menuda to them as well. But menuda l'tamid, menuda rav. Just because someone is menuda to the student, they're not menuda to the rabbi. Menuda li'iroi, menuda li'ir acharas. If someone is menuda to his city, the city that he lives in, he's menuda to another city. But menuda li'ir acharas, if he's usher to a different city, and menuda li'ir, he's not usher to his city. Menuda l'nasi, menuda l'chayso. If someone is in chirim to the nasi, the prince, the president, he's menuda to the all of Israel. Menuda l'chol Yisrael, ena menuda l'nasi. Rav Shem Gamliel Omer, echad min ha-talmidim shenida umeis chalko yenei mufar. Let's say you have a bunch of talmidim, and they get together, a bunch of talmid chacham, they get together, and they put someone in chirim, and the others release the guy from chirim, but one of the talmid chachamim died, his chelek in the nidoy is not mufar, because he died.
How many people could die that you don't have a
chalak? One. Even if one dies, the guy's not really released. Rashi says, the Gemara continues, Shema Amina, Tlas. We see from here three halachas. Shema Amina, Talmud, Shanida, Lechvoidai, Niduyav, Nidoy. We learn from here a student that puts someone in chirim for his own honor, it's a good chirim. Rashi says, even a v'loy l'shem shemayim. Even if he puts someone in chirim, not for the sake of him, and elo shehisra's negdor, somebody insulted him. Vaday kivin detani, ain menuda rav, the fact that it says, if you're menuda to the student, you're not menuda to rav, but you are menuda to him. Vaday loy nida ela b'shvil kvaydai. So he must have done it for his own honor. But if he did it because the guy did an isser, then of course you're menuda to everyone. Someone insulted a student. A Talmud.
Talmud
can put him in chirim. With his other friends. But he's not menuda to the rabbi. He's menuda to
the...
And even though it's not l'shem shemayim. I mean, you're not doing it for... You're doing it for personal reasons. I'm a Talmud Chacham. You insulted me. Get out of here. We learn from here that a Talmud Chacham has the right and the... So the Chafetz Chaim writes, what's a Talmud Chacham? That's a good shayla. Chafetz Chaim says someone who's Yageya b'Torah and he could paskin.
And he could paskin.
Mm-hmm. Some people could paskin, but they're not Yageya. Some people are Yogeya b'Torah, but they can't paskin. It's relative to the dar. Okay. Number one, that Shema Amina Kolach Ve'Echad Mefer Chelkai. From here we see, each person releases his chelak of the chirim. Shema Amina Hani Beit Chasa the Shamitu Lo Yosel Asachinu V'Sharolei. We learn a very important halacha from here. If three people put someone in chirim, you can't have another three release it. Because if you could, why do we care that this guy died? So just get another three people to release it. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amar Amemar, Hilchasa, that loch is Hani Beit Chlasa, the Shamitu, Os Beit Ozachin, Vasharli. That loch is if three people put someone in Cherem, another three people could release it. Amar Le Ravashi Amemar, Ravashi Amemar, but what do you mean about Tanya Shingam Le Oimar, Echim Natmino Shinido Mace, Chelko Yena Mufr, if one of the Tamidim puts someone in Cherem and he dies, his Chelek is not Mufr. My love, Enoi Mufr Klal, doesn't it mean it's not released at all? No, lo, you know, it's not released. Not that it's not released forever. It's not released until you get another three to release it. Let's finish up the page. Tan Rabbanan, ein nidoi pachas milamid yom. There's no cherem less than 30 days. Ve'ein nezifa pachas mizayin yomim. And nezifa, which is a lower level, that's if the Rebbe is not happy with you. So you're not in cherem, but he's like doesn't want to talk to you. 7 days. Even though there's no absolute proof, because we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam was not happy with Miriam. It says, if her father would have spit in her face, she would have been ashamed 7 days. So we see that if you do something wrong to the rabbi, then the Ribbono Shel Olam was menazef Miriam for 7 days. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said an interesting thing, that nowadays everything's watered down. Our nidoy is like their nazifa. Nidoy shalanik nazifa shalahen. Our nidoy is like their nazifa. Or nazifa detu shiva. And their nazifa was 7 days. So our nidoy is only 7 days. Says Gemara, is that true? Our nidoy is only 7 days. V'sulay v'Rav Shimon bar Rabbi. Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi. Ubar kapara. And bar kapara have a yasfi. They were sitting with kagarsi. And they were learning. Kasha luhu shmaita. They had a kasha in learning. Amar le Rav Shimon lebar kapara. Rav Shimon said to bar kapara, "Davar zet sarach Rabbi. This is very shra. We need a rabbi for this." Amar le bar kapara. Rav Shimon, "My Rabbi Yomer b'davar zet. Nah, no rabbi can answer this question. This is beyond rabbiness." Meaning, he sort of was doubting his own rabbi's ability to answer this question. Bar kapara. When we say every morning Tana bar kapara, we say Rabbi Yomer b'davar zet. Excuse me, we're referring to Bar Kapara, who is the student of Rebbe. Azal Amar Leilava, Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, went to, and he told his father, Ikbid, Rebbe was Makbid on Bar Kapara. Also Bar Kapara, Leschazuyele. Now at the end of Rebbe's life, we know he had Yisurim for 13 years, and he was Makabal upon himself as a Takana for having said to the cow that, go, don't come under my coat, you were created to be Shechted. So Bar Kapara went to be Mevaker Choyla. Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara, I don't know who you are, from a hole in the wall. Yada denaka milsabadate. So Bar Kapara realized that Rebbe was makbid with him. Noag nezifus benavshe tlasen yamin. So he was noag nezifa for 30 days. So how could you say that nezifa is 7 days? We see from here nezifa is 30 days. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Rabbi Say, good to see everyone back. Bez Hashem, we'll do Amud Beis Sunday.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.